Hi, I'm Reed Keating, and this is Free Enterprise. In 3 minutes in this 185th episode, we're going to continue with an economic history lesson by considering the results, as explained in our previous episode, of federal spending cuts and tax relief in the 1920s under the leadership of Presidents Harding and Coolidge, along with Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon. While we hear a great deal of criticisms levied at the economy and policymaking in the 1920s from historians, what was the reality? Specifically, what were the results of shifting from high taxes and high levels of government spending to much lower taxes and less government spending? Right? This is a fascinating experiment that we can look at the results. The economy was, in fact, revitalized, with real growth averaging 6.2% per year from 1922 to 1929. Job creation flourished as employment expanded by 25%, and yes, incomes rose. So let's look at what economic historian Burton Folsom, one of my favorite economic historians, by the way, what he explained. He explained the role of Andrew Mellon in 1920s policymaking. And the results this way. Quote, the slashing, and by the way, this is in the Freeman magazine. Quote, the slashing of the tax rates was where Mellon did his most good. He carefully studied the effects of confiscatory rates and concluded that most wealthy Americans were avoiding payment of taxes by exploiting tax loopholes, foreign investments, the buying and selling of art and coins, and the purchase of tax-exempt bonds. Why not, Mellon argued, cut the top rate from 73% to 25%. In fact, why not chop all rates by the same proportion? That idea, which would be called the Mellon Plan, would not only encourage the rich to invest in the American economy, it might actually generate more revenue. Now, Folsom continued later, quote, again, cutting both federal spending and tax rates across the board worked wonders for the American economy. American businessmen plowed capital into radios, cars, refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, telephones, and a variety of new inventions from the air conditioner to the zipper. Entrepreneurs knew they would be able to keep most of what they invested, and the American economy grew rapidly during the 1920s. What's more, Mellon was correct on the effects of the tax rate cuts. Revenue from income taxes steadily increased from $719 million in 1921 to over a billion by 1929, close quote. Okay, so Folsom's not alone. Economist Gene Smiley, an expert on the time, provided a similar summary of the 1920s economy. Quote, economic growth in the 20s surged with the tax cuts and prices were nearly stable, while unemployment rates averaged around 4%. The government ran surpluses, which allowed it to reduce the federal debt by 25%. The decreases in marginal rates led individuals to pull their investments out of ones designed to avoid taxes. Investments such as tax-exempt municipal bonds, personal service corporations, and other avenues to avoid distributing corporate profits. The result was a rising tide of investment in new, growing, and sometimes risky businesses and industries such as radio, consumer household electric appliances, electric utilities, airplane manufacturers, rubber tire manufacturers, supermarket chains, and so forth. The 1920s were a vibrant, growing decade, and the tax cuts of the 1920s certainly were an important part of what brought this about, close quote. So why are so many historians seemingly bewildered by the 1920s? Well, they either learned the history of the era from politicians who had their own agenda about the era, or they plugged their own political biases into their histories. They do better to look at the actual economics and the results. And yeah, and by the way, no, the roaring economy of the 1920s didn't somehow cause the Great Depression. For more on that, go back and check out episode 16 of this podcast. Thanks for listening. By the way, please pick up the paperback or Kindle edition of The Weekly Economist. 52 quick reads to help you think like an economist. Perhaps buy a copy for others in your life, especially high school and college students. Like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7. And subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 minutes podcast. Take care, and hey, think more like an economist.